SBS onderzoekt op het moment of de radioprogramma's het huidige Australië weergeven. Om hier meer over te weten te komen en uw mening te geven, ga voor 11 december aanstaande naar sbs.com.au/consultation.
Nu aan de lijn professor Nonja Peters in Perth, die pas geleden haar nieuwe boek A Touch of Dutch aan het koninklijk paar gaf, die in Australië waren, op bezoek natuurlijk. Goedemorgen Nonja.
Goedemorgen. I hope I am not doing this in Dutch. Annika, after that last interview you just did, there's no way I can compete.
Nonja, we proberen het in ieder geval. Ik praat gewoon door in het Nederlands. En als het niet gaat, als je me niet in het Nederlands kunt beantwoorden, dan doe je dat in het Engels.
Well, mainly because I sound like a child in Dutch.
My
Dutch is, of course, Tilburg's Dutch. And ancient Tilburg's Dutch. And then I, the other day, one of my colleagues in the Netherlands said that people with a dialect earn less.
Oh.
And I thought, well, there I am with Tilburg's Dutch and Australian English.
je hebt het goed geboerd, zoals ze zeggen. Moet je luisteren, was dit de eerste keer dat je de koning en koningin ontmoette?
No. In 2006, I did a book then too called The Dutch Down Under. Mm. And I spent an evening in the Ridderzaal sitting next to then Crown Prince and a Princess, because the Australian ambassador had put on a huge gala dinner. Mm. So I met them at a number of venues then. It wasn't quite so strictly controlled as it is now that they are, of course, King and Queen.
Ja, maakt wel even verschil. Het belangrijkste waar jij je al jaren op concentreert is de maritieme, de militaire en de migratiegeschiedenis van Nederland-Australië. Daar gaat dit boek A Touch of Dutch ook over?
Yes, and it's about over the 400 years in West Australia, starting with the Maritime Museum, with the Maritime History, I mean.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's about Hartog. It starts with a chapter on Hartog by Wendy van Dovenvoort. It's a coordinated volume. It's a huge book. It's 400 pages, and I would have written about 60,000 of those. But there's a lot of other stories. It's a mixture of expert chapters and also stories by the lay public that pick up on a theme from one of the expert chapters, either on Maritime history, or on migrant history, or on the military presence of the Dutch here in World War II.
Can you give a voorbeeld geven?
I beg your pardon?
Can you give me an example, a voorbeeld?
For instance, in the maritime section, we have, of course, the Hartog story. We then have a story about the skeletons that have been dug up recently on Beacon Island and a forensic study on them. We then have an essay by the late Rupert Gerritsen on the survivors of shipwrecks and what happened to them, and a little vignette on the story of Andrew Lehman, who made such a remarkable journey back up to Batavia on a longboat. The military section is about the bombing of Broome. It has a lot of sections in it. It has the diamond mystery in it.
Prachtig verhaal, dat. Yeah.
The diamonds that were found on Smirnov's plane, which was also knocked down that day, but not into Carnot Bay, not into Roebuck Bay.
Mm.
And the diamonds were found later on by Aboriginal people who were jailed for a while, as a matter of fact. And very few of those diamonds really were ever found again. It's a lovely story.
Mm,
then there's the defense of the shell tanker Ondina. We also have Operation Potshot, which is by Charles Eaton, which is about when there were spies on the coast, and all the Dutch that were working from Bachelor flying missions into the Netherlands East Indies were brought across to the West Australian coast. That's a lovely story.
Allemaal spannende verhalen.
Oh yeah, we have amazing. And the Netherlands East Indies, of course, what was happening there during the war. The evacuations into West Australia for rehabilitation. And there's a couple of chapters on that. There's a story of Dirk Drock, who was one of those who came into this country from the Netherlands East Indies, and then he helped Henrietta Drake Brockman translate the Pelsart Journal, which was finally helped them find the Batavia wreck. And then finally we have a story in that section from an Australian woman who married one of the Dutch officers here and then went back to the Netherlands with him for about 10 years, and you can see her views on living in the Netherlands at that time. So it's a very interesting story. After that we have a migration section, which starts very early with the story of Johanna Bruce, which her name was Herklot. She was born.
Yeah,
in
say?
She was born in Chinsura. This is 1800s, and married the person who was in charge of the pensioner guards here. Mm-hmm. Her children finally marry into the West Australian gentry and produce one of the first premiers. And then, of course, in that genre also comes Edith Cowan, because her patronymic Whitnum is also a Dutch name. So I make a lot of connections to socialists.
Yeah.
There's a couple of chapters on socialists who come into the country very early and make a big impact in West Australia. But also there were other socialist groups, which is not in this book, but in my last book in Queensland. But my young grandchildren, three of them, are actually related to a socialist family in the Netherlands who came out here for a while. Their great-grandmother went back and she married into the family that produced the Reva boys, you know, who are very famous Dutch writers, activist-type writers. Mm-hmm. And so that links into there. But then we have stories on the Hervorm de Kerk. We have stories on the youth groups from the churches. We have the stories about the Dutch language by Anne Pauls, who's now at University College in London. We have family stories on the roller coaster migrants, where parents keep going back and forth.
There's a hele hoop in your book. Yeah, 400 bladzijden.
That's right. And then, of course, there's a whole chapter on...
Even ieder jaar van 400 jaar betrekkingen.
Exactly, yeah. But there's lovely stories on people starting their own businesses as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And the door house, where they bring up over 200 doors because there's no building materials and build a whole house out of it for a family of 16 or something, you know.
Ja, ja. Nonja, ga je ook in op de huidige Nederlands-Australische betrekkingen?
Yes, I do. I go into a number of them. And I have a number of people just writing that story. And in fact, the high end of town is written by the consul here, who talks about the big businesses here in Australia and who's operating where and what in.
Oh, the consul Arnold Strobach?
Yeah, that's right. So he has a chapter in the mercantile section, because, of course, the whole thing starts with a mercantile thing, with the Dutch East India Company, which was a mercantile, obviously, organisations at that time.
Mm.
And the last section is really about identity and belonging and the Dutch clubs, which is written by Liana Parker and Peter Leiflang, about the Dutch school
here,
the Skakel, which is now called One Language, about Dutch artists in West Australia, about Richard Voldendorp, and then about the shipwreck people who my colleague from the Netherlands and I have done beautiful portraits on, which is now an exhibition.
Je hebt ook een tentoonstelling in West-Australië met die prachtige portretten van Geert Snoeier.
That's right. Yeah. And of course, he and I worked on the oral histories and his portraits together.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in fact, this week we also open in Bloemfontein. And in December we open
in South Africa.
West Frisian Museum in the Netherlands. And next year in Jakarta, Stellenbosch and Brussels.
Want deze foto's, die betrekken zich op VOC... En waar de Nederlanders waarschijnlijk bloed hebben achtergelaten.
Yes.
Nou, niet bloed, maar ancestors, nazaten.
And behavior patterns, really. Yeah, we went to the island of Kiza. We took a linguist with us there. Bart de Graaf, he's a historian from Africa, although he lives in the Netherlands, and he's currently in there where they did the African portion. And, of course, Hiet and I did the West Australian portion as well as the Indonesian stuff. So it was a lot of portraits taken in the most amazing situations.
Prachtig. Ja, ze zijn heel, heel bijzonder.
Beautiful, but we were doing that in sheds. You know, often in very hot conditions.
Kun je zien wat een goede fotograaf Geert is.
Absolutely.
Ja,
absolutely.
Fantastisch. En die tentoonstelling die loopt waar?
It's in the Geraldton Museum at the moment. Yeah. I'm hoping to bring it to Perth too, but it's on there until the end of February.
Okay, prachtig.
We wanted it there because all the Aboriginal people live in that area.
Ja, is jammer dat het niet naar onze kust komt.
I would love to bring it over there. It's really
Het is zeer bijzonder. Jouw boek wordt morgen gelanceerd.
Nee, vrijdag.
Oh, vrijdag.
And the last one is how to trace your family in the National Archives.
Oh, dat is daar laat je zien hoe mensen dat moeten doen.
Yeah, how people should do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interessant. Nonja bedoel ik natuurlijk. ik wens je heel veel succes met je nieuwe boek. Werk eraan dat we ook deze tentoonstelling hier aan deze kustkant krijgen.
Yeah, and can I just say that the book's available at the Maritime Museum bookshops around Western Australia. And also on eBay and of course from me. And it will be available from the Dutch Club.
Ja. Jij heel hartelijk bedankt en veel succes ermee.
And thank you very much.